The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
I hate the fact that that's all they've got. But hate won't fix it, won't correct it. Love will.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have this time with you. I wish I could, right now, wherever you are, walk over, take your hand just for a moment, ask if we could just sit down. So if you're walking through, would you just pause and sit down? And I know some of you are saying, well, James, it's early in the morning. I'm not really ready for you to walk in and take my hand. I'm really not. I understand that. I don't know what time of day you watch, because we start early in the morning on ABC Family, then on Discovery, and then on various inspirational networks like Daystar and TBN and the Inspirational Network, many, many others, Church Network, Word Network. I mean, we're there then all the way into the evening. And you can watch us up until almost midnight. So we really want to give you an opportunity to watch. I don't know how you're dressed. It doesn't really matter. I wish I could take you by the hand. And Betty, I wish everybody could just see us looking straight at them. Mm-hmm. And letting you know how grateful we are for the opportunity of sharing time with you. You see, we literally come into your home with a hope of sharing a blessing with you. Now, I know some of you say, well, James, whenever you and Betty are talking, you always ask us to get involved blessing somebody else. Well, see, we think it's a blessing to bless. And the Lord said he's looking for a nation and a family through whom he could bless the nations of the world. That means through individuals. He wants us to bless our neighbors. And we really are our brother's keeper. We really do look out after him. We don't turn it over to somebody else. And you've caught that. But I want you to hear this now. When Beth Moore comes on, that's water, and that's food, that's nourishment, that's encouragement for you. If we have Robbie Zacharias or we have John Eldridge to be a blessing, it's to bless you. It's to give you a blessing when Shonda Pierce is on. Not just to make you smile, but when she talks about the challenges in her life, like the depression and the heartache, the things that our viewers identify with, we are coming in to share with you life and love, life today. And you know, Betty, we always encourage our viewers, as they've received life, to release that life toward others. And our viewers tell us that in releasing the life of God, they experience it.
Well, you know, James, part the complete picture of that is after we have received spiritually and been blessed spiritually, it should be the automatic response to want to give out of that blessing. And a lot of times what we ask you to do is to give out with the physical needs of people, of children specifically. And that's where it begins, to be able to express Jesus through that physical help that they need so desperately. And then we are even blessed more.
Well, you know, God says in his word that freely you've received, so we can freely give. This river that Jesus said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. You know, a river brings forth life. And the presence of God and his love produces life, everything beautiful. And that's what we want you to see. And please understand that you are a treasure to the Lord, and you are a blessing to me, to Betty, as we seek to bless you. But you have also made it possible, as I've said over and over, for us together to be an answer to someone's prayers. And Isaiah 58 is very specific in telling us that God will answer us quickly when we notice the suffering, when we care for the hungry. Literally, when you give water to the thirsty, you know what Jesus said? When you do it to someone else, you've done it to me. You remember when Jesus said from the cross, I thirst? Every one of us would have wanted to give him water. So many of you have helped us do that. Because when you give water to a thirsty child or a family member, you've done it to Jesus. You've blessed the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Well, you need to hear from Betty and from me. You bless us by joining hearts and hands to bless others, to bless them in the name of the Lord, to give them something far more precious than anything monetary or material, like material gain. You look, you listen, and join with Betty and with me and with caring missionaries and say, what can I do? What is my part today expressing your heart in a very obvious, meaningful, lovingly, and effective way? What can I do? Watch, but listen, be sensitive to the Spirit. You, the viewers of life today, the most sensitive, caring people that we've ever encountered. What a joy to share with you life today.
Anakku, minu ranu maluto wana ayu. Iranu maluto tata zetiang maluto te buakang manase manase mangarah maluto mangarah maluto minu ngawa wana ayu te ambanatu. Sihue manuhang ahiku menyara kemuanaku. Faizahurai kevau. Mencakara nuvau rauhina naehan. Dimanzu enza fanga fuli tiazu. Enza sakafu timbazu emar. Tiampe fiainga.
Oh, I hate to give my children this water. Okay, what am I to do, she said. I hate to give it to them because everybody in the village is sick. Contaminated water. Well, let me tell you something. I hate the fact that that's all they've got. But hate won't fix it, won't correct it. Love will. Betty, it really grips my heart. I've had a broken heart for souls and lives. I have a broken heart right now for our country, for the people in the free world and the third world. I ache for all that suffer. Some of the challenges we face are very, very difficult to deal with. It's going to really take supernatural wisdom and intervention. We're trying to help. We'll do everything we can to help you and to bless you. But the situation there, in that critical area, Betty, it's got a simple solution. We just need to drill a water well. We need to drill in that area where you saw and heard that woman's cry. We really need to drill dozens of water wells. And they cost $4,800 a piece. But Betty, by joining together, we can do that. We can absolutely solve and really deal with that woman's concern if we'll just do what we can to contribute.
James, you know what stood out with me in watching that was no water, no hope. What can I do to help my child? That's the desperation, the heart cry of a mother. Their first love is their child. their life is their children. What can we do to make the difference? We can be the people, the ones that give them hope. And then we can be the ones to give those precious children a chance at life through pure, clean water.
The wells cost $4,800. Probably the most joyful letters and comments we hear from people are when we walk around and we meet them and they come up and say, thank you for not only coming into our home to share hope and help, spiritual inspiration and insight. Thank you for giving us the chance of sharing life, of really demonstrating the love of God. And the comment we hear most often, great appreciation for the feeding programs, great appreciation for Rescue Life, everything. But say, James, when we give a fresh water well, because we know every day we go and get water, clean water. People, even the advanced countries, buy it in bottles to be sure it's pure. Those people got no access to even water that can help them eliminate disease and give them hope. And when people come to us, they say, $4,800 gifts, one of the greatest things I've ever done. Can you do that? Could you give 12 or 2,400 target? Pray somebody will join you and give a well. Or could you give the $48 and say, I got 10. I'm going to touch 10. I'm going to give them hope. I want you to watch closely and listen to a mother's cry. She's already seen what contaminated water has done. She sees what it's doing. And we really do have the answer. Please listen to me. This is your chance to totally change someone's future, to really give them hope. Not just words, but real hope and real life. Watch closely.
My daughter died when she got an infection and diarrhea. The doctor said it was because of the contaminated water we were drinking. She was only 8 months old. We don't have any clean water here. We have to go to the river. We know it's dirty and bad for us, but what else can we do? We don't have a choice. I visit the cemetery to talk to my daughter and to take flowers to her grave. She would be 8 years old now. I miss her so much. But what can I do? She isn't here anymore. There's nothing I can do about it. I worry about my son's future. We still have to use the contaminated water. And sometimes he gets sick just like my daughter did. I'm afraid of what might happen. There's an expression in Spanish that says, hopes don't fill you up, but they keep you going. I'm hopeful that God will bring us some help and we can have clean water for my family and the community.
Boy.
Wow. You know, as I listened to that mother, she said her little girl would be 8 years old now. The pain's still there. The heartache's still there. And you know, in our country, we have the techniques, the facilities, James, the physicians, all the needs that we could afford to have to get help for our child if they were to get ill. We have all the doctors and the nurses that are there ready to help our child get well. But this mother didn't have a choice. And you know what the simple need was? Water. That's not asking much, is it? But it's everything to that mom as she watched her little baby die. For lack of water, fresh, clean water. What excites my heart is to know that I can be a part, James can be a part, you can be a part of making the difference for another mother like her. She has other children. Let's make the difference in their life that we can reach out and give them fresh, clean water.
You can't imagine how many people have told us that years ago they started doing what Betty and I were led to do. See, we not only went with the heart of a missionary because God led us to the ends of the earth to really touch the areas of pain with God's love and continue always ministering life and love to all of our viewers and people wherever we would go. But we went out and we addressed that pain. And when we came back and said to you, would you help, we had already started. We'd made up our mind, we're going to help feed the hungry and we're going to help drill water wells if others don't. And I remember many years ago, it was $3,600 to drill a well, and we still want to drill them every time the missionaries bring us the opportunity. And then the cost went up to $4,800, and we said we're going to do it. There isn't a single check that we write that we're any more excited about, that $4,800 check. And we're going to drill hundreds of wells, but you determine how many. But here's the thing. We've been doing that, and it's amazing how many of our viewers said, you know, when we started doing that, it was amazing how it looked like God looked in on our pain and our need, and it was like he just moved in our behalf. And I really believe that happens when you release the will of God toward an area of need. Oftentimes you find the provision and blessing of God being released toward you. It's like, see, a river flows out what it receives. That's the nature of a river. It's not a reservoir. It's not a holding tank. What it receives, it releases. And Jesus said, this is how I want you to live. And many people have told us, and even in these economic tough times, God's blessed us because we live to bless. It's amazing. It's like God's waiting to bless. Well, I want to tell you, the stage is set right now for us to reach out in areas of pain and release the love and life of God freely. Sometimes it requires a sacrifice. There have been times, Betty, we thought, well, man, you know what? This is a little bit of a test. Years ago, it was a real test. But then the more we did, it was amazing how God just made it possible. He says you'll have plenty to give when you begin to release. I'm going to enable you to give to every good work that I put on your heart. If you want to help, I'm asking you to dial the number. If you would, as you dial it, just go and get a bank card and just use the bank card like a check. That's how you should always use them, like a plastic check. But say, I want to give a well. $4,800, maybe a big step of faith, but I'm going to do it. Or I want to give toward a well. Listen, $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. That's huge. Don't think that's small. I can't give a well. Wait a minute. We drill most of the wells by people giving 48 or say 144, and we add that together. $144 is an example, 30 people. Water for the rest of their life. It's a village. It's a settlement where they've got hope and help and clean water. Would you dial the number? Would you do it? Would you release that river? Release, you've received. God's enabled you to give something. To give, as Jesus said, would you give a cup of water? A cup of water in my name. You do it to them, you've done it to me. God says, I will bless you and enable you to bless others. Would you make that call if you want to go online, lifetoday.org? If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. We want to send you this incredible book, Believe This, Not That. This is the truth in answer to all the things you hear the enemy and the world putting on you. We want to send you the coffee mugs, the Water for Life mug. Every time you drink out of them, you think, I'm going to pray for people to have clean water. And the beautiful bronze, the lamb and the lion, it may be the most beautiful we've ever offered. We're sending those gifts to you to bless you as you're helping give the greatest gift, the gift of life itself, because of the love of God. Please make that call. Make the best gift you can. You are, in fact, helping give the greatest gift.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is that there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we will begin drilling 350 new water wells for remote villages in 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Believe This, Not That, a brand new topical Bible promise book that will encourage you in every area of life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request our newly released Water for Life mug set, a daily reminder of the clean water you make possible to those who thirst. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the 2012 commemorative bronze sculpture, The Lamb and the Lion. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Over the continent of Africa, children have a daily arduous journey to come and look for water, collect water for their families. From a very young age, children will carry a bucket, some container for water down to a water source and collect water for their families. Unfortunately, with drought ravaging the continent, we're finding children more and more coming down to sources like this, where there's nothing but dry, parched land, nothing but hopelessness, lifelessness, and a total lack of the very thing they need, water. Fresh, clean water. That's why it's imperative for us to drill water wells that literally bring life each and every day, not just for these children, but for their children. A well that brings life in the form of water.
You know, even in this program, you've already seen the horror of contaminated, disease-ridden water. And now in the images that you just looked at, you saw no water from a drought. And we've seen those areas. There are some areas in Africa right now where the drought is as severe as it's been in decades. But we have the answer, and it is fresh, clean water. Would you dial the number right now and help us drill those wells? You really determine how many. We plan to drill hundreds of wells in many different countries where the missionaries have pointed to the need and where there is water accessible. All we have to do is bring in the drilling equipment that viewers like you have paid for over the years. Put those rigs in there and give them a well. And a manual pump, because they don't always have electrical power, where even a child can pump the water. Would you dial that number, please? Take your bank card, make the largest gift you can. If you can drill a well, let me just show you. We want to send the beautiful bronze, and I think, Betty, this is some of the most beautiful pictures. Yeah. This is a majestic, powerful lion lying with a little lamb. Only God can give that kind of peace. We need it. We need this peace on earth. And I really believe the greatest way of inspiring peace in the hearts of men is to release the love and life of God freely. Water is an expression. Jesus said, I'm the water of life. Water is essential for life. Christ is essential for life now, abundantly, and forever, eternally. Jesus gives the peace that passes understanding. We're sending the lion and the lamb bronze to those of you who will drill a well, make the $4,800 gift, or make a gift of $1,200 or more. And you pray three join you. You make a $2,400 gift and pray another person joins you. We want to send this beautiful bronze. Thank God for the artists who dedicate their talent and gifts to enable us to effectively just say, thank you. We want to send you the book, Believe This, the Truth, Not That, and the literal life coffee mugs, Water for Life. That's what we're sharing. That's what Christ offers. Would you make that call right now? Please make the best gift you can. Father, I pray that you'll bless every person watching. And let them see the joy of saying, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give not only a cup of water, but a well of water. And Lord, let the wellsprings of your love and life flow up in them, meeting the need of every one of our viewers today as we meet this critical need in Jesus' name. Thank you for making that life-giving call. We want to bless you with the gifts that will encourage you, but you are helping us share the life and love of God. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is that there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we will begin drilling 350 new water wells for remote villages in 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Believe This, Not That, a brand new topical Bible promise book that will encourage you in every area of life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request our newly released Water for Life mug set, a daily reminder of the clean water you make possible to those who thirst. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and be sure to request the 2012 commemorative bronze sculpture, The Lamb and the Lion. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
You're going to be blessed by Believe This, Not That, the truth, because the enemy and the world systems, the media throw so many lies. And Betty, you know, I didn't start drinking coffee until a few years ago, and I actually enjoy it. And having it in the Water for Life coffee mug, you know what, it just helps you stop and think. We got so much to be grateful for. Let's pray for people that need water. We just thank you for your gifts, and thank you for your prayers, and as we said when we began, you have no idea what a tremendous blessing you are to Betty, just to have this relationship with you. Thank you for giving us this time. Thank you so much for helping us put the very arms of God around the world and sharing His love. Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.